Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for September 4th, Ecclesiastes 7 through 9, the best place to be. The end of one's life is not a subject with which most of us are comfortable. In fact, we devote enormous energies to avoiding it altogether. We as a people spend over $3 trillion a year on healthcare intended to help us ward off our demise as long as possible. Yet, you may have noticed that death is something that cannot be avoided. I appreciate the realism and down-to-earth nature of Solomon's counsel. Chapter 7 opens up with a reminder that funerals are better than parties. Sorrow is better than laughter. The day of death is better than the day of birth. The day of one's death brings relief from the troubles that afflict the living. The day of birth is only prelude to the griefs and questions that Solomon has put before his readers so far. So why focus on the day of one's death instead of the day of one's birth? Solomon says that the living should take it to heart. The brevity and troubles of life are teachers for the soul, not to be spurned or rejected. The shadow of death that hangs over us all is there to prompt us to make the most of the time we have. Live well. Enjoy the gifts of God while you are here on this earth. Be wise in your conduct and affections. The Apostle Paul described his embrace of this principle when he said to his friends in Philippi, "I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want." The end of your earthly existence should help you in the same way. You may not understand all that happens to you and around you on the way to your finale. There will be circumstances, injustices, inequalities, troubles, and challenges in this life, enough to spin your head in wonder. But know that life, whatever its form, is a precious gift of God to be lived with enthusiasm and gratitude. Birth and death are simply the bookends of human life. So take heart and live well. We'll be back tomorrow.